kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon, nagbabalik after 4 years, tama ba? Matthew Victor Pastor sa studio dito sa Federation Square. Welcome back.
Thank you, and it's amazing to be here.
And we haven't heard from you in a long time. Like, you've been quiet with your movies and work as well. What have you been up to?
Yeah, so I've kind of been doing my own thing for a little bit. Started a TikTok called Retired Film Director, which is the basis of this film that we're talking about called Untitled Unfinished. Well, it's titled Untitled Unfinished. A lot of confusion has come from that title, partly because of its title. But yeah, that's the actual title of the film. Yeah.
I saw your TikTok once in social media and it said Retired Film Director. But you haven't really retired, have you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit funny with filmmakers because a lot of the time in between projects, there's a lot of downtime. I mean, to the rest of the world that's, conventionally in corporate or, you know, I guess it is kind of retired if you think about the space between projects and the process that filmmakers do. Do people really view that world as work? So, I mean, it's kind of me being a little funny with that, but also understanding that, yeah, I am kind of a filmmaker who makes a lot of films. So,
yes, yeah. Because for an ordinary person like me, retired would mean someone who's going traveling, reading books all day. Yours has a different connotation.
Yeah, it's always subversive like that. But also, you know, I'm on permanent vacation in my mind all the time. So, you know.
But your mind is always working. And you moved to TikTok. Why TikTok?
Because I feel, especially for the new generation, the way they consume media is quite fascinating to me. So I thought I would. Initially, it was kind of a bit of an experiment and a chance to just film everyday life and express and represent, the world around me as a filmmaker or as a retired filmmaker. But yeah, then it delved into other things, which, you know, that's usually what happens with social media because the real world interacts with you and then it snowballs and turns into something else, which is what resulted in this film.
When I was initially watching your social videos, they were all happy and a lot of them were a day in the life of you having coffee, walking in the street, you know, just chilling, relaxing, having fun, living in the moment. But then it flipped. Because of the things that you've experienced.
Yeah. When you have the immediacy of filmmaking in that context, and I don't know if we can really call that type of filmmaking like conventionally how I have previously made films, but when it's so immediate, there is a rawness to it. And I think that's very relatable to a lot of people because you can get stories out very quickly in a different kind of, with a different framework almost. It's almost like a different language. So, yeah, inevitably it's going to change as the world interacts with me, I think. Yeah, but initially, yeah, it was very much just day in the life, coffee. And I think that was just me, you know, finding a foot in and figuring out, like, what I was, you know, doing on the app. But then also, because I had the idea to make the film about my process, my films actually are quite raw and quite unhinged in a way. My actual cinema is because my influences and how I see cinema is this subversive kind of thing. So finding that space on TikTok is a very odd thing because the algorithm doesn't usually always align with, a certain type of art, I guess. So yeah, it's a very different space to be working in, I guess. Yeah.
And you said your filmmaking is very raw and it's a lot of it is based on a migrant's life. But a lot of the things that I've seen previously and in Untitled Unfinished is a very personal side of you. What made you decide to show this? Because most of your films were about a migrant's life, someone like portraying that this is someone else's life, but it can also be you, but it's a character. But this one, it's you. What made you decide to put yourself out there?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, because of how my mind works, when you say that's me, I don't even know if that's really me either, because there's so many parts to how my psychology and mind work, because of the way the compartments of my mind work, because of my BPD and my ADHD. It's like, I hear that and I'm like, but it's kind of all performative, which is what the film has an element of too, especially in the first act of it. I don't want to reveal too much of it. But yeah, so that's interesting you say that, because... but one thing I will say, though, is especially in the diasporic conversation, we haven't seen as much work about the process of making art and making work. I wanted to move past the stories that my mum would tell me, or the upbringing I had and all these things. And I wanted to move towards, well, you know, for years, people like Woody Allen, you know, white writers were able to make films about being an artist. So that's kind of what I wanted to do, subvert the, you know, the migrant experience or the first generation experience.
This is for the first time I saw it as you sharing your thoughts, not just a writer, because you write a lot of your films, but this, you put them in character. But this one, as you said, it may be a character, but when I saw that character, I saw the character as Matthew Victor Pastor.
Interesting. Yeah, there's also a lot of hate comments being thrown at me, but the way that I frame that up is by de-identifying and just putting like a silent film text on screen, because this when you take away the identity of the poster and it's just text on screen, you kind of get an idea of what it feels like for me to personally receive those messages and how that impacts me as a person. So
a lot of hate comments have been thrown your way. How did you deal with it?
It's interesting, because I'd like to say, you know, oh, it doesn't really affect me, because that's what I'm kind of supposed to say, like, but no, it really does get to me. I don't want to let the trolls know that it hurts, because that gives them power, but I guess that, you know, you can't really escape it hurting. The only thing you can do is deal with it how you deal with it. And for me, picking up the camera and writing and making this film is, as always, and always has been, how I deal with the world. So I'm quite fortunate in that sense. I've said this before in interviews before. I'm actually fortunate to have a talent and an ability to take all that melancholy, rage, pain, injustice, and turn that into something, which is quite beautiful. I'm so lucky. And as I age, I start to realize how lucky that is. And I guess that's what I do. I'm a sponge.
And you said melancholy. It was sort of one of the major moods that I've seen in this film. While making this film, apart from the sadness, did you feel anger?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Heaps of anger. And I think a lot of people who have experienced, and from so many different diverse backgrounds that have experienced this kind of, I guess you could call it hate speech or bullying, or just because it's an anonymous person saying it, but you have an idea of their thoughts, or whether they want a reaction or whatever. It's quite confronting.
How do you pop out of it or switch out of it?
The hardest thing for me is actually editing the film was fine, because I can focus on the visual element of it. Visually, I can go, okay, so this is a shot here. I can put this.
You can become technical.
Yeah, technical. But then when it's going through all the messages and picking the ones that, you know, really, you know, that really affected me, I guess, the messages, taking them and putting them in the edit, that typing them out again, that is quite confronting for me. I haven't talked about this, because, not, you know, the film hasn't really been seen yet, but this is a point that, and it's kind of similar to how when I have a traumatic scene that is in my previous films and I have to, I guess direct that scene, there is that moment where I'm like, you know, it does affect me, and it possibly people that see that will understand and feel that. I'm not sure, but I do want to also say, I probably should have said this earlier, but there is a big content warning for this film, partly because of the hate speech that is directed towards me in the film. So I should probably start with a content warning.
How do you always find the silver lining? Because you always do. You end up finding the silver lining.
Because inherently, I think people are good. I even think the Trump protesters in the film that, yelling hate comments at me when I walk, you know, when I went up to them and have, you know, been saying all these things. I I just want to believe that deep down in every person there's something good, you know? Maybe it's how I was raised. Maybe it's, you know, a bit of masochism or guilt. But I just don't want to believe that people are just one-dimensional, including myself. I feel like because I was raised and, I guess, you know, placed in a society where the dominant culture did treat people a certain, well, you know, horrible atrocities, you know, that I was raised in that culture, that even in my own mind, I have to process and understand where my own point of view comes from being in that culture.
How have you changed through the years?
Well, it's like maturing. Like you know, when you're a kid, you know, you probably, you know, say something or do something and people, you know, say, oh, you know, that you can't do that to people, that, you know, you get disciplined for the first time, I guess, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but, you know, especially when I was young and
got told off.
Yeah. And over time, you choose to just take it out on people, or you choose to try and get to a higher place. And I think, without sounding self-righteous at all, I've chosen at multiple points in my life not to just keep running into a wall. And I aim to continue to try and do that. I do hold on to the fact that I do think cinema and films can challenge people. I do believe that art has the power to change people. It's changed my life. But I do also feel a responsibility that, we can share these stories. And that's how I try to find the silver lining.
So your new film, Untitled and Finish, airs on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken,
in
Perth.
Oh, yeah, Saturday, yeah, at the Revelation Perth International Film Festival. It's the 26th edition, and, I'm really excited to be going over to Perth to present the film and enjoy the opening and closing night, which I'll be around. So if anyone, other filmmakers, any Filipinos or any people who listen in and tune in are there, I'm around.
Maraming salamat hanggang sa susunod na kabanata. Until the next chapter, Matthew Victor Pastor.
Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad dito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.